tuning in to Coffee Break here on WCYN's 101.3 FM, 1400 AM. Today's show is being brought to you by Flower Depot, Edie Bullard & Company, Eastside Pharmacy, Whalen & Company, Hinton Mills, Sorrel Home Medical, Ewalt's Grocery, Van Hook Hardware, and Cockrell's Auto Center. Now let's say good morning to our host. It's Doug Miller.
Well, you know, I just couldn't help but listen to this country song. It's a few years old now. That's not a good idea to get drunk on a plane, is it? I mean, is it that bad?
I mean, you're not driving.
Well, I know you're not driving.
Or flying or piloting. I don't know what the correct terminology is there, Doug. But
I mean, you know, sometimes, anyway.
If you got a long flight, you'd be sober by the time you...
What, was he trying to forget a woman or what? He just get drunk.
He got left at the altar.
I think that's...
Oh, what, did he?
Yeah.
That's jilted. Yeah.
Did he have...
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think every country song is about getting left by a woman or something, right?
The old saying
most
was...
To make the women sang about leaving men. So
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, you know, now Tammy stuck by her man.
She did.
Stood by him.
She did.
That was one of the biggest songs ever, right?
And George was tough to stand by sometimes. Yes, George Jones was. But, what was it? The old saying, to a perfect country song involves mother, trains... the penitent, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I forget what the saying
it's,
is.
Rain, trains.
Yeah.
Trucks.
Yeah.
Prison and mama.
Yeah. And mama. There you go. You
that
may recognize.
Voice sounds familiar.
Who is this guy? Do you know who this is? I mean, you just walk in and sit down.
I just see him from behind. I'm not sure. But
he acts like he's familiar with the place.
Yeah. He just got on here and started talking.
It's been a long time. It feels like it hasn't really been that long, but.
Well, you know, really, the first week that Reed was basically doing the board, I was gone a lot.
I know. And you were gone my last week.
And I was gone. I couldn't stand to, farewells are difficult for me. I didn't want to break down on the air,
It's not goodbye. It's just so long.
Just so long, yes.
For now. Until we meet again.
But today, folks, he's back. Trent Harris, of course, is the voice you hear, and I know you know who that is. Trent, a new thing that he gets up to each and every morning, right?
Very true. Yeah, it's a new challenge, and it's a new. I guess we're about 2.5 months in, and I technically started in February, and this is with Cynthia and Harris County Parks and Recreation. And I started in February, but I was kind of pulling double duty. Mm-hmm. And then at the beginning of April, Reed kind of took over the reins here. And I give about 90% of my time to that. And then I still help out a little bit, but kind of behind the scenes here.
Now, people will ask, the Saturday programming, still going to be around for that?
I have been coming in on Saturdays and still plan to. I know.
The bottom line.
Well, our bottom line show is, and it's not really me. I'm the least busy of the three. Yeah. The other two guys have just got so much stuff going on. It's been hard to get.
Yeah.
All three of us together, and Mike has all his work duties plus the four kids and the baseball and soccer and baseball and Eric is of course in Garrett County and. He has a daughter that's 16 years old and doing things, and he's got a lot to do with his work here, there, and everywhere. So it's been tough, but we're going to try to make it work at least a handful of times here soon. But I can't promise anything.
Well, now, will you still be here on Saturday mornings to keep Swinford in?
I have been doing that, and I will. Okay, yeah, I have been doing that, so I plan to keep on doing that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
You're well suited for the purpose, I think. I think that is a bigger job than people realize.
It's a bigger job than I realize.
Really?
And I'm not even in the main director's spot yet. I'm the assistant director of the department. And I'm learning a lot each and every day and figuring new things out. Rick Chastain is still the director and will be for at least the very near future. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to allow him to be done with it and retire and be with his grandchild who he loves so much and loves being around. And he misses him every day. He talks about him all the time, and of course he does. It's his grandchild, but
Well, it's Rick's second term at the job.
It is.
I recall that when he took it last time, he very emphatically said, this is a temporary thing.
Right, and everybody knew that going in.
But it's kind of he's mentoring you in the job.
So initially, there was another much younger man than myself, Zach Mastin, who he was mentoring, and Zach got in it and was doing fine and this and that and just learned that it probably wasn't for him. Zach's 27, I think. Yeah. So, you know, good bit younger than me. And he learned how much there is involved in it and how much, you know, I'm trying to think of the diplomatic word. How much grief you can, get.
I was getting ready to say, watch how Rick handles things.
Yeah.
Because he can do it. And a lot of that job is handling stuff. And
I've been told many, many times that people are concerned about me because I'm too nice, which I guess if you're too one way or the other, nice is a good way to be. But, you know, you do have to put your foot down sometimes. You do have to be stern. You do have to. And my thing is going to be, as long as you have rules and everybody follows them, if you get upset about it, that's on you, not me.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, primarily you're involved in sports and recreation.
Sure.
And all of that, not only with the games themselves, but with the areas, the plant, if you will, those rules. Has to be. We're all using the same park, same ballpark and what have you. And if we just let everybody go do whatever they want to do, it's going to be a mess real quick.
Right. And, I mean, I understand, like, if some things that we do or rules that we implement you may not agree with or you may not think that they're fair. But if everybody is, you know, has to adhere to those rules, then that's fair.
Yeah.
You might not like it. But it's fair. And, you know, I don't think there's too many of those. But, you know, we don't allow smoking at River Road. Mm-hmm. Some might say, well, we're outside. That's our rule. There's no smoking.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to go have a cigarette, you're going to need to go outside of the fences and smoke. And some people say, well, that's silly and we're all outside. But that's the rule.
Yeah. There's a lot of places where you can't smoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a River Road, you get a crowd over there and stuff. It is closer than you think, even though it's outside. And then, of course, you know, frankly, of course, as you know, I've got the habit.
Sure.
I hate for a kid to see me smoking.
Right. That's a big part of it.
I'll put one behind my back or something if I see a kid, especially if it's a kid I know that may, for reasons unknown to me, may emulate me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
kids see
know.
Older people, and they say, well, he's doing it, you know.
Right. They might see that cool hat and be like, man, that guy's smoking in that cool hat. I want to be like that guy.
You had to say something about my hat today.
I love your hats.
You like my hat? I might have to put this in away pretty soon. This is my winter version.
I know. It's getting warmer. It's going to be in the low 80s today.
Well,
I got my shorts on, ready to work.
Well, with the rain and the wind, there's been a lot of bad hair days, and hat helps
out. That wind was whipping yesterday.
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't wear my lawn mowing hat that I have.
You have a lawnmower hat?
Well, the one that I have from Lucas Equine.
Oh, the old one, dirty one?
Well, and I don't mean to say that it's a fine hat. And if you'll remember, I asked Thornton if he could get me another one like it, and they couldn't get any more just like that.
Right.
You know?
You know who I saw last night?
Who?
Nick Thornton.
Where?
At soccer. It was eighth grade night
for
middle school soccer, so Logan was going through that. And then Nick's daughter plays for the girls. The boys and the girls play doubleheaders. So I saw him and talked to him and said, I will be with you at Lucas Equine.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. You know, somebody asked
me excited.
About that. Somebody asked me, said, are y'all still going to do the Derby show? And I
Heck
said, we'll do it,
So. I'll if I gotta put in an hour's worth of vacation time, I'll do that show.
You're going to do that one for sure.
Yes.
And then are you going to do the Oaks show
with
Nathan?
I am.
There you go. Now, folks, always.
that's like Christmas to me, man.
You'd be surprised at how much feedback I get on that.
You guys are
good.
We get a lot of good feedback. And I don't want to – I'm not definitely not going to give any names, but Nick is efforting – to get a nice guest with us. Because you remember when the Harrison brothers, and we were talking about Authentic and how they fold him and everything.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be a similar type
guest,
possibly. It's not been confirmed. But if we get this guest, it is big time.
Really?
I don't want to sell it too much because it's not confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But if we get it, it'll be big, big time.
You know, for a number of years, I know when Rick did a version of that show, and I did it after him, before you came along, Mr. Soulsby, who worked at Claiborne and was in the Winner's Circle.
Yep, Rick's talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, and, oh, heck of a good guy. And, of course, he's got Cynthiana connections. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's passed away now. But, yeah, well, I'll be anticipating.
For sure. That'll be the Thursday before the Derby, so that'd be like, what, Derby's on May 4th?
Yeah.
So May the 2nd.
The 2nd. I'll have to make sure I'm available that day. We'll have to cancel court.
Well, we put it on a Thursday because yep, I know Thursday purpose, usually yep. fits your schedule pretty
Thursday's
good.
Thursday's a better day for me than most unless yeah. we got a trial or something.
I know your schedule, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Reed's getting used to how difficult it is to deal with my schedule. I tell him, I say,
it's
I'm
hard
sorry.
To corral you in sometimes.
Well, you know, the state jobs just about ruined my media career, I tell people. Well, you know, this is good, though. And I do think that you're well-suited for that job, Trent. I really
appreciate
do.
It.
I mean, you've kept me in Aldrich in line, so you ought to be able to handle the general public.
I'll say this, you know, people worry about, you know, parents getting upset about this, that, and the yeah. other. And I'm going to try to come to each and every one of those as a parent because I am one.
Yeah.
You know, Logan's kind of out of that youth rec yeah. league age because he'll be in high school next year. Good grief.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
That's crazy. But, you know, Shelby's 10 years old, and so she's in that group.
Yeah.
And so I know how it is.
Yeah.
And I know when you don't hear from a coach that it's frustrating. And I know that if your uniform's wrong, it's frustrating. And I get that. Yeah. I get that. And we're doing the very best we can. I promise you guys that we're working. We're not sitting around just talking. We are working hard. And it's a lot. You know, we had 236 kids in soccer. That doesn't count the select soccer that goes on there. So probably just north of 300
Isn't
kids.
Isn't that something?
And then.
Now, to a guy like me, when you say that, it's hard. And I don't have any problem with soccer. I'm not real familiar
oh,
with
yeah.
it. But when you talk to me like that, and tell me that in Harrison County, I know that's more kids than signed up for football or maybe some of the other basic sports. It's a new day, isn't it? Soccer's a big deal.
I think as of right now, from what I've seen, I think baseball's still number one because you yeah. have a wide – you got a good yeah. wide range and you got boys and girls leagues and stuff. Then it goes soccer, basketball, and then
yeah.
So, but I mean, the goal is to grow each sport yeah. for youth, and you know, we got a whole hour to talk, but we're not just youth, but that's you know, that's our primary focus. One thing I did want to mention, you know, the 300 plus soccer. Mm-hmm. Now you're gonna have some bleed over. Some kids are gonna play both, obviously, yeah. but we've got 519 kids at the ball field this late spring, early summer.
That's really, really good. I mean, really, it's good. I mean, I know it's taxing to have that number of people.
Now, I will, with the caveat that's from the oldest of 12 years old in Little League
yeah.
down to the wee ball, as we call it.
Wee ball.
All the way down to 4 years old, or three even.
Wee ball is baseball with reckless abandon, right?
It's wild.
chaos.
It's you got the little ones out there with their parent or grandparent, and yeah. The whole field's covered with adults and little ones.
Yeah,
it's a fun time. That hasn't started yet. We just got started with our older leagues this week, Little League coach pitch, and yeah. then gradually we'll actually beginning of May T-ball will begin, which is always fun, and then a week after that wee ball. And so when you drive past there on a nice night in early May, mid-May, late May, It's going to be crowded down
there. A lot of action. You know, I was just thinking, of course, you know, I've got grandkids that live in Louisville, across the river in Indiana now. And for the last few days, I've been getting pictures of my three-year-old grandchild in his soccer outfit
okay.
and playing something like wee ball, I'm sure you're oh, talking
yeah.
about. And of course,
yeah, we had it's just a U4
yeah.
Soccer. So yeah. it's 3 years old and maybe about to be 4 years old.
Yeah, folks, you know, get a load of that stuff because you only get one shot at it.
Yeah,
and it's something fun. You can share with your kids. And you know, yeah, maybe your kid's not going to play UK basketball or soccer for the Cosmos. Do they still have the Cosmos? I don't know. Anyway, that's where Pele played.
Oh, okay.
The New York Cosmos when they brought Pele up. You know, he was one of the main reasons, I think, that soccer got the inroads that it has.
That's a name that still gets brought up.
You know, the old bicycle kick, you know, mm-hmm. where he would actually flip and kick the ball. Tremendous. He died recently, I think.
I think it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago. Trent Harris. That's right, folks. He's back.
Good to be back.
It's like a boomerang. We threw him and he come right back.
I hope to be one of those monthly guests for you.
I'll make sure you do that. Hey, as always, folks, the Canup Law text line is open. And we've got two people here that can handle it today. Hey, as always, it's 855-650-4851. If you have any questions or comments for the one and only Trent Harris, who is now the official title is director of...
No, I'm assistant director.
Assistant director.
As of
now.
Right now.
Yeah. Headed for directorship after Rick gets him all shined up and polished and ready for the job. He'll do that to you. Yeah, he'll get you ready.
That music's playing. I'm going to get on you now.
All right. Hey, quarter two after this.
Woof, woof. Arf, arf. Honey, can I stop barking and come out of the doghouse now?
Not until you remember what day it is today.
Thursday?
Keep barking. Woof, maybe woof. Next time he'll remember arf, to go to Flower Depot. He could have gotten a fresh bouquet or something from their wonderful selection of country primitive items like Willow Tree Collectibles.
Woof, woof.
Flower Depot has gifts for every occasion.
Arf, arf.
And they're an exclusive dealer of Camille Beckman.
Oh, is it garbage day?
Keep barking.
Woof, arf.
Flower Depot helps you stay out of the doghouse on Main Street in Cynthiana. Online at flowerdepotfloral.com.
Bark.
Are you looking to advance your career? Consider matching your expertise with one of the many career opportunities at Bullard. Bullard is a worldwide manufacturer and distributor of personal protective equipment, including hard hats, fire helmets, thermal imaging, and respiratory equipment. Internationally known as the inventor of the hard hat, Bullard is a fifth-generation family-owned company with headquarters right here in Cynthiana, Kentucky. If you're ready to unleash your potential, join our efforts in making the world a safer place, then join our team at Bullard, where we put the personal in personal protective equipment. Explore our career opportunities at www.bullard.com/careers.
Are you searching for a reliable pharmacy? Eastside Pharmacy is here for you. Proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy since 1974. At Eastside Pharmacy, your health is our priority. Our friendly and knowledgeable team of pharmacists is dedicated to providing personalized care and exceptional service to each and every customer. Need a prescription filled? Count on us for fast and efficient service. We offer convenient online prescription refills and hassle-free transfers from other pharmacies. We're here to make your life easier. As a Health Mart pharmacy, we bring you a wide range of high-quality products. From prescription medications to over-the-counter remedies and health and wellness essentials, we've got you covered. So whether you need a prescription-filled health advice or a friendly smile, Eastside Pharmacy is here for you. We're proud to serve you.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming coffee break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the coffee break page on our website at WCYN.com.
And you're back with us on coffee break this morning. Did we talk about the weather at all?
Yeah, a little bit. It's going to be a pretty day today. I know that.
Oh, yeah. I understand there could be some, well, the radar maps clears a bell now, but I understand there could be some showers later today. Am I right about
later
that?
Later tonight.
Later tonight.
I think is, yeah. I guess I should look to make sure, but I'm pretty sure the whole day it should be really nice. And then we, tonight into tomorrow, probably have a pretty good chance of some rain.
Well, I think we can officially say that spring has sprung. There's not going to be any more snow or anything.
Gosh, I hope
inclement.
Not. Yeah, I think if we get any rain, it'll be well after midnight.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, now, Trent, the Parks and Recreation, of course, obviously all the sports activities, you've been talking a little bit about that, and I want to give you certainly an opportunity. I know you'll take it, whether I give it or not, but to talk about things, sign-ups and things that are going on right now. But the overall spectrum that you and Rick are now dealing with, all the sports activities and all that, but you've got the actual plants or the fields, too. You've got River Road Park, mm-hmm. right? And then, of course, we've got Flat Run. And part of that, I mean, the mowing and the caretaking and all that, that comes under your umbrella, too. Am I right about that?
Oh, for sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Rick kind of looked it up and pinpointed it down. I don't remember the exact number, but it's almost 160 acres total
that you got to keep mowed. Yeah.
And that's, so that includes, like you said, River Road, Flat Run, Reverend Ross Park on Lewis Stoutway. We take, we keep that.
Oh, I forgot Reverend Ross Park.
Yeah, we take care of that. And then it's still kind of been up in the air, and I'm not sure anybody knows for sure, but Heroes Park, kind of behind East Side and
Police
Department.
There's a ball, or a basketball,
there's a basketball court, and then. I still don't really know. If anybody knows, you can text them on the Knuff Law text line.
Does anybody know who owns it or operates it, or is that, that's kind of up in the
air? I think
right?
Every now and then we mow it, and then but for sure those three main parks.
Yeah.
And Flat Run's big, man. We got to, you know, 3-0 turns to mow with, and then a big tractor with bat wings on it, and you know, that's a lot in and of itself.
It was one of the finest tobacco patches in the county in its day.
I bet.
But it's big. You know, every time I see them turning dirt over there, I'm thinking, boy, I bet that's good dirt because it's been fertilized and, you know, cropped for years. And my century probably. you know, you got that. Now, at Flat Run, of course, we're building, and you can see the construction from the road, a ball diamond there.
Sure.
Kind of, it looks like it's near the shelter area there, right, kind of behind it.
It's hard I mean, it's the hopes and plans for the future is that become a clover of four ball
right
fields.
There in that area.
Baseball / softball fields. The two kind of got started, I believe, I don't know if that was last year or the year before, and there's been some specification issues about distance and fencing and way things are lined up, and we've had some back and forth about it and talking about you know, what's the next move, because, you know, we certainly want to get them done because that'll alleviate a lot of the issues of overcrowding at River Road. You can do two things in two different spots, but we want to make sure we get it done right. And, you know, the cities, the city and the county and the rec board, we're all working together try to figure out the best plan of action. I would, I don't want to put any timelines on anything. And I know people wanted to see folks out there playing this year. And
they
want
to see people out there playing 10 years ago. And I always said, you know,
oh, I know. And I get it.
It's a work in progress.
I get it. And it's, you know, the old cliche, the wheels move slow. But I hope, and I hope that I can help in this endeavor to get at least, one, if not two, of those fields going and in use by next year. And I know people don't want to hear next year. That sounds like a Calipari phrase to me. I'll just wait till next year. We'll be better next year. Don't have to worry about that anymore, right?
Well, I won't get you started on Cal this morning because that'll be the show. but the ultimate future goal, without putting a time on anything, is to move all the diamond sports, if you will, from River Road Park over to Flat Run because of the flooding problems and all that.
I mean, flooding is a whole lot less of an issue now with the system that they have put in, which is, I don't even know how that system works, but it's amazing how fast that river can go down. It's always a threat and a worry down there, I'm sure. You know, I'm brand new to it, so I haven't seen anything yet. You know, it holds a lot of water. It's not fun to take care of when it gets too wet. But I mean, again, no real timeline on it. But we would love to see a nice full four fields. And even before that, you know, we're going to use the fields that we have, and you'll probably see, you know, games going on at both places until. That's completely done.
Another thing, and again, I don't know if this comes under your all's umbrella or not. I think it does. But the splash pad that they were putting in at Flat Run, is that part of your...
I mean, more or less,
you've got to learn some plumbing, Trent.
Well, I will say this. When it comes to any anything going wrong with the plumbing, our first call will be to the City of Cynthiana Water.
There you go.
Mr. Todd Blanton. But, you know, it's kind of a collaboration. Our main thing is going to be we'll have a concession stand out there. So if you're familiar with Flat Run, you have the playground, of course, and a gazebo, which is the Lions Club shelter. And then now the splash pad is more or less right next to that shelter. And if you know where the bathrooms are, also very close to that, we will have a concession stand there.
Oh, so if you're at the splash pad enjoying the day out there, you can get some goodies.
You can get, and I mean, it won't be too elaborate. We'll have fountain drinks, we'll have Gatorades, waters, probably some like snow cone, icy things. maybe some hot dogs, candy, stuff like that. I mean, we're not going to be grilling burgers yet or anything like that, but maybe down the road.
Yeah.
But we don't. It's all unknown, you know. We don't. Yeah. We have no clue how many people are going to show up. We don't know, you know, is in mid-afternoon in the summer going to be busy? Is late evening? But as of right now, the plan,
yeah.
always subject to change, the plan is to be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, we could see that there's no need to open that early.
Yeah.
We could see that, you know, we have peak time somewhere. But that's the main thing. I will tell you this, that the system is set up to, I can't see these texts, it's killing me. I used to be able to see them all.
Well, this is from our old buddy CJ. He's rattling our cage this morning.
I knew CJ was listening.
And you can probably, you mentioned food a moment ago. CJ wants to know, will there be ribeyes at the concession stand? Mm. You've already answered that.
Not this year.
CJ, you're going to have to deal with a soft drink and some peanuts, yeah. and a candy bar until we get the grill set up.
And right? I also think that...
Well, he could come over there and cook them, you know.
I mean, we could always use the help.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, probably no ribeyes, and much to Jim Swinford's disliking, no fried bologna.
You know, well, Swinford won't come out there to
eat
bologna or something, you know, some kind of processed bologna hot dogs. I always enjoy hearing Jim rate the concession stands at the different ballparks.
Yes. He gives a good rating on the hot dog and the dog to bun ratio and things like that.
He's busy with baseball now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trent, really, the other thing I was going to, I got, CJ got me off my train of thought there. CJ, thank you. I've completely forgot my next question. I know. Yeah. What I notice about the park, more so in recent years than before, especially since we've got the paved walking paths and the lighting and all that, you know, aside from all the events or organized, you know, events there, sports and what have you, people really use that park a lot.
They do. It's pretty amazing when you're out there a lot, and you get to doing what you're doing, and you see how many people come in and out of there and utilize the playground. They utilize the walking trail, and you know it's really good to see. I mean, you don't want a park that nobody comes to.
Well, you often see, of course, a lot of people fishing over there.
Yeah.
But I saw some folks, you know, they were over there, picnicking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I guess, you know, we were talking about the splash pad and the concession stand. If you come over there a day at the park, people can bring picnic baskets. There's no restrictions on that, right?
No, that's fine. I mean, all we would ask is that, you know, we try to put as many trash cans out there as we can.
Yeah.
We'll take care of the trash. Just we'd rather not have to go around and pick it all up.
Yeah.
You can put it in the trash can. We'll take care of the rest.
CJ's still messing with us.
What's he saying now?
Now he's messing with me. He says, by the way, I'm in Bracken County, but I'm nowhere near Willa or Neve. Well, you head that way. He's getting closer to heaven.
But if he does, you know what he can do? He can walk up to any house on that road.
Tell him, drop my name.
Drop your name and get some breakfast.
Now, that might have been applicable about 50 years ago. You know, I don't know if they'd all know me over there now. Unfortunately, a lot of my relatives are they've gone on. But CJ, you just keep headed back this way, and you'll get to Willa or Neve right there on 19, and you'll see what heaven looks like. You know, CJ, of course, I hear from him from time to time.
Sure.
And there's a few days when I don't hear from him and I worry about him. And then I'll see him somewhere.
he's a busy guy too.
Well, he helps us out. It's on the bingo. What's going to happen to the bingo card now?
Man, that never came to fruition, did it?
No, it never did. And, you know, a lot of people were looking forward to that.
I know. We were talking about doing a cover all today. I was going to set you up to say all the Doug-isms today.
Well, I can't remember all of them.
I got a few in my head.
Yeah, but what was it? One of them you was going to put on is that I always refer to CJ and Tiffany.
As my remote co-hosts.
My remote co-hosts. Well, they are. You know, how many times have they bailed me out, you know, when I'm standing, well, what are we going to do next? Trent, we've already shot through
half
of the coffee break show. And it's good to have you back, really.
Thank you.
But I will have to say this, though. Reed's, you know, he's been in the saddle now for a while, and
yeah.
It seems comfortable in there.
That's good.
And, you know, I don't know how he likes putting up with me and some of the other. The on-air talent around here sometimes leaves a lot to be desired.
No. We need you guys here to make it happen. I was wearing my WCYN shirt yesterday, and my sister at the soccer game said, "What are you wearing that for?" I said, "I'm still part of the team."
Yeah, you
might not be a big
yet.
Part of it, but I'm still part.
You ain't gone yet. You ain't gone yet. We're going to keep you around, get as much out of you as you can, as we can. Trent Harris is who I'm talking about.
Especially as much as I have to text him all the time.
Text me, and I try to help out as much as I can.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, because you know how much I know about all them wires and switches and stuff in there. Yeah. Hey, coffee break, it's halftime, as always. 855-650-4851 is the number to call with your questions or comments for our guest. Today, it's our very own Trent Harris, who is now
excited for Deal of the Week.
Hey, yeah, the deal. Hey, did you hear John Green was on here yesterday?
I did. I heard a little bit of that.
And he has not forgotten. He did a good job with it. Hey, we'll be right back. It's halftime, folks, so fasten your seatbelts.
Sell your house, they'll sell your farm and help you buy one too. Don't you see they've been around since 1953? They'll insure your house, they'll insure your farm and all your properties. Oh yeah, don't you see it's Whalen and Company. It's Whalen and Company.
Whalen & Company has a great three-bedroom house for sale located at 268 Munson Road in Cynthiana. It sits on 5 sprawling acres near the Harrison-Bergen County line and is perfect for horse lovers, featuring 10 stalls, 2 barns, multiple paddocks, and a run-in shed. For more information, phone McKenzie Leathers at 859-588-8890. That's Whalen & Company, 859-234-5454.
When you purchase seed for your hay and pasture fields, the lowest priced option isn't always the best choice. The Hinton Mills team encourages you to look at multi-year yield data, not just price, when selecting seed. Premium hay and pasture seeds can often lead to far more profits versus common varieties. For over a century, our team and family have worked hard to provide your team and family with trusted products, advice, and service. We appreciate you continuing to come to us for thoughtful, experienced guidance about the right plan for your unique farming operation. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin.
Time was when Congress could actually get things done for our country. Folks could reach across the aisle and work together. Today, if someone reaches across the aisle, you better be ready to duck.
We live in a divided country. Pray for America. Sorrel Home Medical, serving our area for over 40 years.
And we're still here for you.
Don't fence me in.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
Hey, you're back.
Hey, we're back now, folks. He's done flipped the switch on us. Done went and flipped that big bad switch. Hey, we're back. Coffee Break halftime. Trent Harris is our guest today. And the City Buzz magazine time is 8:32 a.m., and, well, let's just start off with spring cleanup days. I kind of messed this up yesterday, Trent.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, I had to have a texter straighten me out.
It got started yesterday. I heard they had big, big crowds.
Good.
Which is great.
That's great.
That's what it's for.
Because it won't be in the ditch or the holler or the
exactly.
creek.
Exactly. Yeah. Get it out there and we'll get rid of it like it's supposed to, not in a daggone river.
There you go. As Trent says, it started yesterday, and we'll run through Sunday. What it is? Well, it's spring cleanup days. Harrison County is declaring spring cleanup days through Sunday. The county will offer free dumping. Now, you can't take tires or household garbage out there, but it's between 7:30 and 3 p.m. each day between now and Sunday, including Sunday. And it's right out there at the county barns on Connersville Pike, just on the left there as you get off 27. Now, this is in conjunction with the Harrison County Conservation District, and this is what I messed up yesterday, Trent. You can take two white items, basically
fridge,
washers,
dishwasher,
appliances, and they will give you
$10. They will.
I thought it was the other way around. You had to give them 10.
No.
But they straightened me out. So if you've got an old dishwasher or an appliance, take it out there. Not only will you get rid of it, but you'll get $10. And just to see if you know what you're doing still, do the Deal of the Week item there.
Hold on. There we go.
I've flipped the Deal of the Week item to Trent. And so tell us about it, Trent.
Well, Doug, you know, if you go to WCYN.com, you can click on Deal of the Week, and you'll see the week of April 15th, this week, from Amerson Farms, a Case Peach Seed Jig Amber Bone Mini Trapper Knife. This knife has two blades, clip and spay. It's 3.5 inches closed, and the retail value is $74, and our current high bid is $35. And it's Thursday, which means tomorrow, Ed Lewis will sell that to the highest bidder at about 2 minutes till 10 on the trading post. So get your bids in now. Call 859-234-1400 or text the Canup Law text line 855-650-4851. I almost forgot it.
I haven't remembered it yet. From time to time, I'll still say 234-1400, which is still the landline phone
number.
Yeah,
so you can call us.
You can still call us with your bid, but for some reason, and it's good. I think you or somebody put this text line number in great big numerals.
Big old letters.
So numbers. I can't miss it there. You did a pretty good job on that.
I think that's something we need to do from now on, Doug. We need to have the guests do the deal of the week every day.
Well, I had Green do it yesterday, and he did a fantastic job, and Trent just burned it up today. So
he forgot that the text line's actually also on the paper in front of him, and he tried to read it.
True. I tried to do it from memory, and it is right there. Text 855-650-4851.
The Women's Health Seminar. It's an information seminar. It's at the Harrison County Extension Office. Now, this is Monday. The doors open at 5:30. The speakers begin at 5:45. You can hear Dr. Ashley Blake, Kelly May, and Jenny Lynn Varner. Don't miss that.
Ashley Blake was a coach for soccer this past spring. Yeah.
Really?
She's busy. She's a busy gal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like
a Dr. Blake.
A Dr. Blake, yes. Well, it's nice to know that a doctor can play a little soccer with the kids.
Yeah.
That is really, really a special time for folks, though, when you have the little ones out there. Well, it's a special time for all the kids. But, get your kid involved in some of this stuff, folks.
Yeah.
See if they like it. The good thing about it, I don't want to sound like an oldster here. You know, when I was a kid, they used to say, them kids do nothing but watch television. You need to get them outside. All they're sitting around watching TV. Well, now you hear us old people say, this is the phone and the computer and all that. But, yeah, kids like flowers and dogs need fresh air.
They do.
So get them involved in some of this stuff. Okay, Trent, as far as getting them, really, if there's something you need or want to get out to the public today,
you know, really,
do that.
Like, when it comes to sign-ups or anything, there's nothing, baseball. All those sign-ups are done. We've got teams coordinated. Like I told you, the Little League and Coach Pitch teams have all started and had their first games. T-ball teams, we have 10, count them 10, T-ball teams. Each team has at least 12 kids on it.
Mac will like that.
So that's 5 and 6 years old.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, 5 and 6 for T-ball. We have 10 teams there. Wee ball, 3 and 4 years old, we have 8 teams. Each team has at least 12 kids on it.
You know, if you don't think Harrison County is crazy about baseball, as is evidenced by all them state championship trophies up there, yeah, we start you on baseball here in Harrison County when you are 3 years old, folks.
And I had a request of a mom that wanted her 2-year-old to play. I was like, man, we have to cut it off somewhere.
Good night.
I'm sorry. She said, well, he turns 3 just, a couple months. I'm like, no, sorry.
So you've ruined a great career there, Trent.
he'll be all right next year.
Hey, you've drawn a couple more texts here. This is relevant to CJ's. One texter says, well, just tell CJ to come over and cook pork tenderloins, okay?
Yeah.
And then we have another one here, Trent. It says, it's good to hear your voice on the radio.
Oh, thanks.
You would do a great job at rec department, and that's from Randy.
Oh, Randy Wade.
Yeah.
Thanks, Randy.
Well, it doesn't have
Randy
to
Randy from the farm.
Randy from the farm.
It's Randy from the farm.
Yeah, okay. There you go. And I missed those earlier. So
that's all right.
As you know, I always try to give priority to the text.
Of course. But yeah, go back to what we were talking about. There's nothing really sign-up-wise going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest things that... if you want to call it a sign-up, it's more of a renting and reserving.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of folks that reserve out at Flat Run. The the farmer's market shelter.
Yeah, I call it the shelter. Is
yeah,
that what
we call it farmer's market shelter.
But boy, that's used a lot.
It is. You know, a lot of like family reunions, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Birthday parties, of course.
Yeah.
Birthday parties usually go out towards the Lions Club shelter because it's close to the playground and now it's close to the splash pad.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of those. The best way to do that is give us a call, and I don't know that number off the top of my head. I'll get it here in a second. But give us a call at the rec department phone, and we'll check the calendar. And if it's available, we'll get you signed up and everything. Everything, whether it's City Hall to play basketball or have a birthday party, whether it's the Farmers Market or Lions Club shelters, it's all $25 an hour.
You know, I was talking about the plant that you have to take care of. I forgot about it. City Hall, of course, the rec department mm-hmm. has their events there, but the city takes care of the City Hall, basically, right?
We
here.
Do.
You do, too?
Yeah, we clean the bathrooms and keep the floors.
Now, so that's all of the rec department, too. Then.
It is, but I mean, right now, there's not you don't have to do a ton of cleaning. We do have pickleball. We have some pickleballers that rent out City Hall a mm-hmm. couple times a week. So, you know, you got to keep it, you know, swept and mopped and stuff and bathrooms stocked. But, yeah, that's us, too.
But back to the shelter, I mean, in good weather, and really sometimes even when the season's not great, there's always something going on at that mm-hmm. shelter, especially on the weekends. It's either a family reunion or whatever. And there's space out there, and you and I both have seen it at one end of the – well, anywhere. If you've got a band or something, you can set them up in
the
shelter.
Got a couple of those scheduled in the books. Of course, mm-hmm. the Fabulous Fourth from the Rotary.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be out at Flat Run, so we'll be getting ready for that when that comes here in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah.
That number is 298-5113. That calls our rec phone, which it is a phone that's only going to be answered in the – time frame of 8 to 4:30.
You know, I'll tell you another time that I've been at the park for different things and I always appreciate it, but I tell you when I really gained a great appreciation for the size of it
mm-hmm.
and how big of an event you can have there is when we had that concert out there.
Yep. Clayton Arnold Foundation
concert.
They have their date set.
Yeah. Oh, are they going to do it again?
They'll be out there again this year, yeah.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that was a big, big deal with the young man that had been on the television show.
Sam L. Smith.
Yeah, Sam L. And of course, we had George. And local people.
Connor
Whitaker, yeah. Boy, he's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw that crowd there and – of course, we were doing Facebook time or Facebook. We did a Facebook video there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there were a lot of people from other places here,
mm-hmm.
and they liked it.
Yeah.
And it was big. I mean, I don't know how many. If you had a major event there, I mean, you could get a big, big crowd in there, Trent, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I guess the only real issue would be if you a super big crowd is the parking situation, which is always always a tough task, especially when soccer rolls around. And, you know, we got all those kids playing when all those kids have moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents, and they want to go watch. Well, you know, we have not really designated, but just natural parking areas in the grass near the soccer fields. Well, there's only so many cars you can fit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're trying to work on that too, having designated areas to keep people from going all over the place and parking where they should. Yeah. But that's just something that we're working on and trying to deal with. And, you know, we're kind of wondering about the splash pad, because if you were to go to the splash pad, the closest way to get there is not from the Oddville side. It'd be from the 27 side.
Yeah.
Because if you parked over there where the dog park is and the soccer fields, it'd be a shorter walk to the splash pad than it would from the front side, which we call the front side, Oddville side. And that parking lot, which is a good big parking lot.
Yeah.
Fit a lot of cars, but it's a pretty decent little walk. Not crazy.
Well, now, the soccer field area, and traditionally called
Leavis
Field.
And we still call it.
But that's now under you, right?
Yeah, we mow it and keep it manicured. Yeah. During soccer, you know, we want it striped and looking really good. And after soccer's done, you know, it's just, you know, keep it good and mowed.
Well, and you mentioned the dog parks. Mm-hmm. I forgot about them, but you've got a big area for big dogs and a smaller area for smaller dogs
so
that we don't mix them up, get somebody eating alive. But
that's a good bit of weed eating and mowing, too.
Yeah. I hope that people pick up the dog for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just make that noise.
Not everybody is doing it, but we encourage you. Do they still have the bags there for you?
Yes.
My dogs enjoy the dog park from time to time.
Yeah, I've taken our dog out there a couple times.
Yeah, well, you know, and you encourage the dogs to, you know, get things done while they're there, but please pick it up.
Yeah.
But no, that's
and now it's time for a break.
Time for another good night, Trent. We've already gone through 3/4 of the show, buddy.
Just like old days.
It's
me and Doug dancing.
Yeah, that's what we used to call it.
That'd be a bingo card.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, Reed, if we have a situation where a guest would be sick or canceled, Trent would look at that each other. We'd look at each other and say, well, we got to dance today.
Well, and Reed, a tip, just give him like a little topic to go on. Let him do the rest. You don't have to say anything. Every now and then you'd be like, that's right, Doug. Well, I don't know about that, Doug.
Notice he said a little topic, nothing too deep.
That's right, Doug.
Coffee break. 4:15 after this. We'll be right back with you and Trent and Reed. Yeah, everybody's here this morning. Keep with us.
Come and listen to my story about the boys named Clough. They grew up fast, they grew up tough. Then one day Harm said to his heirs, it's time to take over the little store at Lair. He walks grocery, that is, Carhartt coats, pocket tees. Well, the next thing you know, there's clothes everywhere. The kinfolk said, sell boots, we'll buy a pair. Ewoks for all the family, cause they loaded up the store with everything you need. Clothing, that is. Carhartt, Mossy Oak. For the best selection of Carhartt clothes, there is no doubt. It's Ewoks Grocery on 27 South. Just past the fairground at the bottom of the hill. Tell them I sent you and get a good deal. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to the boys out at Lair. They'd like to thank you folks for kindly shopping there. You're all invited back at any time you know, just to hear them say, have a good one, bro. Ewoks, set a spell, try some boots on. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Ewoks Grocery at Lair Station has the biggest names in footwear. Carhartt, Georgia, Muck, Timberland, John Deere, and Irish Setter.
Van Hook Hardware on Pike Street has a large selection of hardware items. Van Hook's is your UPS service center. Ship UPS free with UPS drop-off. Like Van Hook Hardware on Facebook for the latest updates.
Check out these bargains of the month while supplies last or until the end of the month. 5,000 square foot of weed and feed from Green Thumb, $17.99. A 16-pack of AAA or AA Duracell batteries, $14.99. 2 cubic feet of Miracle Grow potting mix, $9.99 after mail-in rebate. An extra large zero-gravity chair, $49.99. 3x50 feet black landscape fabric, $5.99. A 50-foot zero-G garden hose, $35.99. 5.5 pounds of garden weed preventer, $13.99. And a 10-pattern hose nozzle, $7.99. Those bargains and a whole lot more at Van Hook Hardware in downtown Cynthiana.
Recovering from the trauma of a car accident is stressful enough. Finding a good repair shop shouldn't make it worse. Cockrose Auto Center on US 27 South has been at the same location since July 1981. And with 10 technicians, you will get your repair work done right the first time in a timely manner. So take the anxiety of repair off your shoulders and allow Cockrose Auto Center certified technicians to return your vehicle to its original condition. Cockrose Auto Center, locally owned and operated since 1981.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
Well, we've had a visitation. Audrey just stopped in.
Sounds like we had to go to the funeral home.
No, it's not that bad. Audrey was on, he was upright, yeah.
Easy, watch your words.
Well, I didn't mean that kind of visitation. You know, I was talking more of an ethereal type of a visitation.
I would think that if someone heard the word visitation, that's going to be the first thing that pops in their
head. Well, you see, you just make the reference to a more negative thing. I was talking about a visitation, like, you know, a heavenly visitation.
Okay. I mean, okay? I think, no. You know, if he's upright, it's awake, right?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. You know, really, Mike reminded me, and I want to do this. The days that I'm not here, either Mike or Charlie Garnett comes in and does the show, and I do appreciate that, and we all do. A lot of times they don't have much notice, do they? They call them, hey, Miller can't be there. But, no, right. We appreciate that so much. And, of course, they've both been around on the radio longer than I have, so it's not any big deal to get them to come in and do this. Trent, we have drawn a couple more texts here. First text, Okay. I saw in the Democrat, the textor says, that funding for the bypass extension from U.S. 27 North to U.S. 62 East has been approved. Will the new section run through the park at all? And every bit of information that we've been able to collect, the answer to that would be no.
Right. I don't know a whole lot about that.
Yeah.
And probably, it is safe to say it won't affect the park. But I don't know the exact layout of how that's going to work, and that's kind of news to me. I didn't know that.
Well, that's.
But yeah, not it will not affect the park.
And then I'm trying to get this other one up here, Trent. You know how I have not gotten any better at all on this since you. Okay, other texter says you'd be lucky to get CJ as a cook. He's a good one. And that's from his daddy. So you know,
he would know, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go. He would know. Yeah. I had CJ on here. You were still here when we had him do a show.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring him back in and let him, you know, update his activities.
Yeah.
And basically spread the message of CJ to the world. Okay, Trent, as you know, we've got about 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
A bit of 9 minutes.
I was trying
minutes,
to think so. If there's anything Parks and Rec-wise that I wanted to mention. There's plenty to talk about, but, yeah. I mean, nothing pressing. You know, like I said, we wrapped up soccer last weekend, actually. There'll be select soccer games, kind of like a club soccer, travel soccer, whatever you want to call it. There'll be some games out there. But for recreation purposes, soccer is complete. And then, you know, most of our time is going to be spent at River Road, but we'll be out at the park, too. And the splash pad is set to open a Memorial Day weekend. So just a few weeks, 5, 6 weeks there. And have the concession stand ready, and those are the two big things on our minds right now.
One thing that was a nuance to me, and I believe I see people out there doing it, the disc golf course. Mm-hmm. That's still.
It's. Operating. I mean, that they're still there. It's. Yeah. It's kind of like you got to bring your own discs.
Oh yeah, it's your own thing.
And one thing that I realized being out there more is that you got to hoof it.
Oh yeah.
If you want to play, you got to go up the hill, down the hill, back to the back. So it's if you want exercise, you can get it. You can make it happen
on the disc golf course. Yeah. You know, I have to walk around that. What is? Maybe you don't know this. If you walk around the park path,
mm-hmm.
and I know there's probably walkers out there that can tell us
because sure
they keep up with it. Do you know what the distance is?
I'd say you'd probably get a better answer from the text line, but
from
the Canup Law text
line. From the Canup Law text line. Okay.
I couldn't even guess. I mean, the what we call the bottom trail, I don't know if that'd be a mile all the way around or not.
Yeah,
I think it's 1.9.
Oh, two.
Yeah, I think the overall is a little over three.
Okay.
I used to walk it every day.
Oh, well, there you go.
But it's been about 4 years, so I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It's about, yeah.
Another text here about the road. Same textor says, well, the project is scheduled for 2026.
And
they think it seems like it would run through the soccer fields, given where the bypass ends now. But we don't
think
that's going to be the case.
That's true, but I mean, from all accounts, I don't think that's the plan. You know how plans change, but
yeah.
I can't imagine it would go in that part of the park.
You know, we threw out the bait to CJ to come on and be on the air.
Yeah.
Well, we got a bite.
Yeah.
The cork just disappeared. Yeah. CJ has texted in. And he says, any Thursday morning besides next Thursday, I will come in and be in your studio and be your studio co-host.
You
name
remote.
It, and I'll be there. Yeah, not remote, the studio, for real. I ought to have him and Tiffany both in, and then I not show up.
All right, Doug, we got about 5 minutes. I want me and you to talk about the Cats.
The Cats.
Because we haven't, I mean, there's so many things that had happened since last time me and you talked about them.
One thing that I've said about UK, when they have a bad coaching situation or a departure, with the exception of Billy Gillespie, 9 times out of 10 they land on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have landed on their feet. I think Mark Pope will be a good coach. I had to, I wasn't a big fan or a big detractor of Calipari, either one. He's just like any other coach. He's got good and bad points.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to, it was kind of funny. I heard part of his press conference at Arkansas sounded like a replay. the same pontification that we've been hearing here.
He is who he is, and that's fine. I mean, I was of the belief is just any change is fine. You know, obviously you want it to work.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't work, go back to the drawing board. And that's me being, I'm trying to be as sensible as possible as a fan. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I mean, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's not going to be the end of my life. I mean, I want them to win, but some of these folks out here, you got to settle down a little bit.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, one
thing. Because I know you're not on Twitter or Facebook and stuff, but, man, it was nasty the night that he got announced.
Really?
I mean, people were, this is the end of the program. We're a laughing stock, da, 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 da.
They got Pope?
I'm never watching the game again. I'm never wearing a blue shirt, and you know, crazy stuff. And I'm like, you all have lost your mind.
Well, what did they want?
Oh, it was only the Danny Hurley.
Oh.
It was only Billy Donovan. It was only Jay Wright.
Hey, there are some folks around that would have Patino back.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're right or wrong.
Right.
There's folks in Louisville that would have Patino back there.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing.
But
my opinion, I think Pope's good.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm gonna be excited, and I'm gonna give him a chance until he proves that he can or can't. And
one thing good about him, and I think this may have been a problem maybe that Billy Gillespie had, Pope knows what UK basketball is all about.
For sure.
He knows about the craziness. He knows about the heat. You know, he's been there.
And he also has a wife and four daughters, and they can go bar hopping like Billy.
Well,
that'll probably help.
Now, but Trent, here's the other question. I mean, I know you had concerns about UK basketball and all that, but I know the thing that you're really hurting about, the thing that's put the pit in your stomach, is what's going to happen to the University of Louisville basketball Cardinals. I don't know a thing about this coach.
I don't either, so I can't say anything good or bad.
Well, they've only got one direction to go, Trent. They won, what, 5 games the year before last, and this year, I don't know.
9, 10. You know, just, I mean, it will get better.
Yeah. It's got to.
That's what I'm saying. It will get better. Now, that's another one.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Louisville fan, you can't be like, oh, I know this isn't going to work. You don't know that.
No. Well,
it might work or might not work. You just got to wait and see.
Well, as a Louisville person, and of course, I go back to when Kenny Payne played there and what have you. And Kenny Payne is a good guy.
Sure.
That might have been a bit of the problem. Too good a guy.
Just wasn't set ready to be a head coach.
Good guys like that have basketball knowledge, they're better assistant coaches than they are head coaches. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case with Kenny.
Yeah.
But I was sorry to see that he didn't.
It just didn't work.
Didn't work. But
and that's okay.
But
sometimes stuff doesn't work.
But Trent, this guy ought to be able to get some players in there. That's square one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good night. They've got that big chicken bucket Yum Center.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a young high school kid, here's where you'll be playing. I mean, that place is like a pro ball court. You
for
know?
Sure.
And
yeah.
You know, Louisville's tradition has been forgotten.
They
totally.
Will. They will be better now. You know what every fan wants in college basketball: you make Final Fours, win a championship every now and then.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen for Louisville or Kentucky? Well. I would like to say you know.
Well, I know you. Yeah,
I don't know.
I know you rue any occasion when Louisville would defeat Kentucky, but I think you'll have to agree with me that basketball in the state or the Commonwealth of Kentucky is healthier when those two teams are competitive, both of them.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
agree.
I mean, I know you don't want to see Louisville beat UK,
but
when they both have good teams,
yeah.
It's better for us.
Yeah, there was no win sweeter. Then that year, it was 2014.
Yeah.
The Cats weren't very good all year.
And beat Louisville.
And Louisville was very good, and we beat them.
Yeah.
It was just, it warmed my heart so much.
Yeah.
Felt so good.
I'm hoping to get to the day, Trent, where, you know, there's one thing that UK and Louisville fans, they're always on the same bench, and that's when they're playing Duke.
Heck yeah.
So, did you enjoy seeing Duke get beat this year? I haven't talked to you about
buddy.
NCAA, would you? Hey, here's Robert Peak. Right there, folks.
Assistant Chief.
Assistant Chief Robert Peake. Yeah, I have to get used to that.
Oh, he's on Extra.
He's the guest on Extra.
There you go.
Well, Robert, I got some bad news for you, buddy.
Uh-oh.
You got to put up with me today. He's leaving now. You don't have to put the cuffs on Trent now, Robert. I think he's clean. No paper on Trent out today.
Run a check on him real quick.
Yeah. Well, they heard you. There, he's got him. There you go.
No.
There you go, folks. That is the real thing.
Bit,
yeah, we don't have any props around here. Them were the real cuffs that you heard. The buzz of the cuffs. Reed, do you have anything else?
Well, we did get another text that says, dig up Denny, dust off the clipboard. He can't be any worse than Kenny was. So I'll leave you to think about that.
We're going
to
resurrect a Denny Crump.
Poor Denny. Let him rest in peace.
Hey, in the 80s, baby, they were the team. And Denny did it. Thank you, Trent, for coming in.
Thank you.
And don't be a stranger.
Yeah, we'll get something scheduled.
I'll call you when I have a guest cancel or something. You can run in. Read anything else, buddy?
I think that's it, Doug.
I've got Assistant Chief of the Cynthiana Police Department, Robert Peek, will be on Coffee Break Extra with me and you, so hang on for that. Pending that for a few minutes, well, just keep living with us on the air in Cynthiana.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to Coffee Break here on WCYN. Today's show is being brought to you by Flower Depot, E.D. Bullard Company, Eastside Pharmacy, Whalen & Company, Hinton Mills, Sorrel Home Medical, Ewalt's Grocery, Van Hook Hardware, and Cockrell's Auto Center.
The views and opinions expressed during today's show have been those of the guest and host and are not necessarily those of the WCYN staff, management, or advertisers.